Yeah, turn it.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Finally, right? Oh my gosh. This has been the most harrowing 2 days. Well, it happened Sunday night. Did we get a show on Sunday night?
We tried to do it like a Facebook-only one, remember?
All right.
Using just our phones, not because we had no internet, just using our phones, regular 5G, and we made fun of it, 4G, 5G, all that.
And then we tried to do this for the soul yesterday. She put us out of our misery at 30 minutes in, because nobody could hear what we were actually saying.
Right. Yeah. And we got that loaded finally.
I'm sorry. Dr. Priya, but your pictures, your little videos are absolutely wonderful that I've seen. Is that where you work? I see you walking, or is that, I wasn't sure what you were actually showing in your video, but you are so gorgeous. Boy, if things don't work out for you working with, I'm trying to remember what you do with the work that you do, well, you could certainly...
The voodoo that you do, the business.
Really
business,
be a
business.
Model.
Business,
so
business.
She's saying she's got to get up at 5:30 and it's 2:13 there.
A lot of people got to get up early, though.
Yeah, so you shouldn't stay up with us too
don't
long.
We can't give head of the line because half the UK people here also wait and have to get up early, too. We can't do that. Sorry. First come, first serve. If we do turn to Facebook, you can just be quick. Chippity, chip, chip, click, quick. So that's the way. All right, go ahead. Do your normal blah-blah-bitty-bitty-bitty-doo.
All right. Well, here we are.
Blah-bitty-blah-bitty.
Okay. I use ordinary playing cards for these readings that my grandmother taught me to do. And I just want to make that distinction so that others don't think, oh, she's doing tarot. Or what kind of oracle cards is she using? You know, that sort of thing. So I want to make sure that everyone's aware. This is only personal prophecy that we are working with, not anything else. And, of course, there's many wonderful systems that are out there, but we're just doing this one. So for clarity, ordinary playing cards. Now, I'm also going to use a full 24-card layout for each of the calls, or, you know, if we end up turning to Facebook, because...
Yep.
It's my preferred way. I just want to get the whole picture of your life where just, peeling off 2, 3, 4 cards, it's not enough for me. I want to see the whole enchilada, as it were. So anyway, that's my spiel. We're going to turn to him because we're already 15 minutes in. And
we are indeed.
Maybe you could talk, you know.
Dirty? Talk dirty? Talk dirty to me. What's that? That was, is that poison? I think it was. Anyway, welcome everybody to this frickin' frack show that we pulled out of our boo-boo at the last minute. Literally. I mean, literally at the last minute. That guy was probably just drove away in his truck and we started putting shit together here.
He did.
Yeah. All right. This show is for frickin' informational and frickin' educational and frickin' frackety frick purposes only. Okay? All right, we got that out of the way. If you're international, let us know, and we'll give you national shout-outs. Now, I'm going to scroll back as far as I can see, but I do see Dr. Priya, obviously, and she is home-based in the Netherlands, yes?
Yes.
Suzanne from the land of the Scots in the UK is here, and I think that's all I see so far that is international.
And nationally, we have Catherine.
Oh, we can't. Oh boy, but don't start roping us into national freaking shout-outs.
No, but
shout
she's the one that contacted me.
I'm just saying.
So I can say.
You can.
I can say hello.
You can, but just do not expect that as an automatic thing.
What? What are you gonna do?
Oh, you. I mean,
me out back and.
I think you can do whatever you want.
Feed
I'm just saying.
Wet noodles.
You can do whatever you want to do. You can flip them birds. I don't give two snots. I'm just saying. I'm not gonna scroll up and try to give national, international shout-outs to every single person that talks. That's all. Got it? Got it? Get it? Got it? Got it? Done.
I will say hi, how are you?
Yeah, I say hi. That's no problem. It's just not an official shout-out.
Roll on there.
I shall do so. All right, we're going to give you that number, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Call in and get a free reading. That is your best bet if you can. Obviously, we know international folks, that's not a realistic scenario because you got to have big bucks to make that international call typically. And that's not cool.
Get a magic jack. You'll love it.
Yeah, because you should get a magic jack just for this one
show. No, but then you can do other things with it.
Such as?
Well, if they didn't want to be on Messenger, they could call me and we could have a reading.
So really, you should get a magic jack just for you then.
Jim, I don't think we have time to do these little,
You know what? I think you should just get international cell phone plan just for us.
For anything that you may want. My God, you pay one time, then the rest is VOIP.
I thought it was a yearly. Well, I don't know. Actually, I know nothing. There's many of them out there, too. That's what they have competitors.
Yeah,
that helped
cool.
The market. That's what flooded. Magic Jack was the first. They were the ones that broke the ground, and then they said, oh, everybody else got in on it.
And there's another one that Terry Sue in England uses, which is she does...
some kind of marketing stuff.
She does... What is it? She has to take little surveys.
Surveys, and she did a bunch of stuff, and she got like a certain amount of points built up, and then she still had to pay a tiny, tiny bit, but very insignificant.
Very little. It was like pennies.
Very insignificant.
And
she
would
did
call
that once, that's why we try to, and now we'll get to that. Facebook folks, that's why
yeah.
We try to turn to the Messenger thing, because if you're here typing, you have internet, you can do a Messenger, and that's just the same thing. Matter of fact, it's better, because you can do a video if you want. It's better than just a regular phone call.
You can record the call.
But if you want to do audio only, that's your prerogative. Sometimes that's better if there's some internet issues, the bandwidth, you know, all that data transfer,
but
the video.
I have to tell you, I missed you all so much. It just wasn't the same. My work was starting to suffer. Jim couldn't work all day. I mean, you really don't, I guess we don't realize how much these little beasts have taken over our lives.
Well, I missed it, but you know what? I could do everything on my phone. There's not one thing I couldn't do on my phone. It's just a phone. It kind of sucked, that part. But, you know, if you would have had that thing, that little tablet up and running, you'd have been a lot happier.
Yes.
You would have. So maybe that's a sign, isn't it? Get it going. Get that thing up.
Oh, I'm definitely going to. When I went to get my new... T-Mobile.
Yeah, T-Mobile. You went and get a new
phone. My other phone went south.
Yep, it went kaputsky. The screen
was
so bad that you couldn't do anything.
And as a special offer, they said, hey, we'll give you this for free. I said, cool.
Well,
so it's only, the connection is $20 a month.
Yeah, so that was free, but for a year, she has to keep that connected for a year.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
But she should probably start using it since you're paying for that. And they could have. See, that's a sign. You got to get that ready. Ready for action. Yes.
Yes!
Let's see. So that's the deal. When we turn to you, Facebook folks, we want you to Messenger us. Obviously, we're not going to sit there and not say you can't type your reading in, your question in, but the Messenger is going to be the best for you. Best for you, best for us, best for everybody around, time and stuff, blah, blah, blah. So those will get priority if somebody messengers us. But we'll take type. At a certain point, because, you know, we got to do. Parks. My install is starting to taper down. Starting to get livelihood back to my computer. It's almost wrapping up here, finally. Angels, harps, if you hear that, please cease. Let the reading end. Let it end in peace. Don't keep trying to drag it out. I know it's hard to do. We understand, especially if it's a really good reading. You're like, oh, damn, I don't want it to end. Totally understand. But we got to. That's all. It's got to end. We got to go to other folks. If you want one of those types of readings where you got a huge time block, you go to the psychiclovedoctor.com and you can arrange readings there. Up in the corner, there'll be a little 800 number little thing. It'll tell you if she's on or not. If she's on, that's a stroke of luck for you.
Yeah, you get 5 free minutes.
The first time.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I also do chat.
Have you set it up?
Yes. And the only thing is I have to put in a money value. I can't have it as free because of the way the platform is set up. I set it at like 75.
Oh, well, can you imagine that they have to do that?
Yeah. Right.
Because that's what everybody would be trying to do. They'd be trying to chat to circumvent paying. You know how humans are. That's yeah. Should have made it the same price. But it is what it is. That's your business. That's your business.
A little more time.
Yeah, well, that's why it almost should be more, because it's more.
Okay, we discussed that later.
Why are you in such a freaking hurry, Deb?
Because we're running out of time.
We're never out of time. We control time. We're the masters of time here, as far as our show. So. Tonight's angel card is the Archangel Michael Sword of Light. It was supposed to have been last night the angel card, but that show exploded. So that's why we're going to bring Michael back tonight. All right, well, you know what? Dr. Priya, let's do her.
Well, you got no callers?
Got no callers. It's probably going to take a while for people to come across the blog talk to see that. So she wants to know, Deb, what her current job,
Hi,
what is coming
Amy.
Out? What is coming out?
Yeah.
For me and about my coworker, thanks.
I would just first like to
she
ask
may have
you.
Left. We'll see. She said goodnight, but we'll see.
I didn't see her say goodnight.
Well, I mean, she's got to get up in 3 hours. She did say GM, goodnight. Thanks, GM.
Oh, okay.
But if you're here, type in and give her extra info. That'll help. And that goes for anybody doing a message reading. There's no such thing as too much info for Deb doing a reading. The more the better. Some people that are new think that they're not supposed to do that, but you are. Lots of info, good.
Oh, she's still here.
All right, there you go.
Do you like your new job as I'm laying out your cards? I was just wondering if you're enjoying it.
Yeah, that'll be a big delay.
Now, if we do this in a different platform like Zoom or something, we could have them just talking right through the Zoom.
They don't want to talk now. Why would they want to talk on Zoom?
Because we'll just make them.
But you tried to make them now, and you won't let me.
Amy, it's been a long time. Amy is the last.
Amy.
Do you remember last year?
Is that the same Amy
I
we sing to?
I gave you a reading while I was in Texas.
Is that the one we sing to?
Amy, what was it? What you want to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She says she doesn't like this role.
Oh, okay.
All right. There you go. Oh, we got a caller, too, so.
We do.
Yeah, let me make a note of that, make preps for that.
Well, I want you to know, don't despair.
Good advice.
That's for Dr. Priya.
Yes.
Because better things are coming. And there is a female around you who seems to be very with unfriendly work.
Yeah, that would work.
You know what? You just turn your shoulder or whatever you turn, just turn your back. She just likes having superiority, and she thinks when somebody somebody new comes in, this female thinks, "Ooh, I get to be the ruler here." But I want you to know, way better things are coming, Dr. Priya, right here. Ooh, God, it couldn't get better than this. This is a man, this is you, saying what you said, where you wanted to know about this job. And this is a man that's coming professionally into your life, going to have an awesome job offer for you, strictly on the up and up. You know, that's the thing. When you are very, attractive, physically beautiful, whatever the word, stunning, you never know if what people are saying to you is real. I mean, just plain real. Are they coming on to you? Is this just some big, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, that can be a burden where you don't even get appreciated for the work you do. So I want you to know this man's going to appreciate you and want to put you right where you belong. So don't despair. Hang in there. Hang in there. And if you want, keep looking for jobs. You will not miss out on this man and the offer he has. That's what it is. Like I was saying, you never know if they're being genuine.
See what she says. She says, is it the same company, do you mean? Someone coming on? Your current job? In the same company? I don't know. What,
I think
the delay, I don't know. You could do it.
All right. I'm giving it some thought here. I think actually it's, I'm not sure. Okay. I don't read your cards enough to have a firm connection with you. So I'm just going to say, I know he's coming, and don't get into petty arguments with the other employee. See, when somebody new comes on, especially if they're really sharp, everybody else gets worried. If they're so good, it isn't that they're jealous. I think what's the, what you say is the flip of jealousy. It's like...
They are, I don't know, what they think that they're better than you, that you're a peasant and they're the masters and they know everything and you shouldn't even be allowed to work with them. You don't,
they want to keep
you're not
you
worthy.
There.
You're
down.
Not worthy.
Right. They want to keep you down.
You're
and
not
especially
worthy.
Get you to hand in your resignation.
So they want you to be a peon and they should be the ones that are the masters.
Oh, I would say you're right, Catherine. It is envy. Envy in the sense of, well, look who's coming in here now. You know, there go our chances for promotion and all of that. So it's a dog-eat-dog.
Well, I like the guy's name, Sven.
Who's Sven?
The name of the manager, Sven
oh.
Browns. She's in the Netherlands.
Sven, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Watch, just watch out. Go in, do your job. Don't let anybody get under your skin. Go home, park the job outside your door. That's what military people do because they're in a situation where they can't do much to change things. So I hope that helps. I really do. So keep coming for your readings. I'm here for you.
All right, let's give you a Archangel Michael. That's Monday got screwed over, but we bring Michael back the next day.
All right.
Not his fault that our internet went, okay, well, I don't know. We could look at it like it was kind of a divine thing, thundering, lightning stuff. It's not Michael's fault, but maybe his big buddy God. But anyway.
For what purpose?
I don't know. Maybe it was to make us, you know, what do they say? Make you learn to appreciate the small things in life.
So true.
And also to appreciate that life is still, we can still survive without these stupid things, too. We did survive. We did. All right. Dr. Priya says, be honest with yourself is the subject of his card. All your feelings, even the difficult ones, have a message for you. Accept your truth. Then let source take it from there.
And let your light shine. You know, you, I see your gifts. I see how sharp you are. So you just stay focused on what you do. And, yeah, watch out for the rest of them. And that could be Sven. Is that who she asked? Who it was?
Sven.
Yes, Sven.
Sven, what was his name? Bjorn? Born?
Now you get some rest there, young lady.
Yes, she's
you need to be on your toes soon. And you're so welcome.
Alrighty, our caller dropped.
Oh.
I think it was Amy, and she's at work, so she couldn't just sit on the queue.
Oh.
All right, Amy, we're here now. So you want to call? Now is the time. You won't be on a queue. Amy, if you call, you will not be on a queue.
I had a feeling we were going to have a slow show.
Well, the problem is we're very consistent. Maybe we should start making our shows all sorts of different times.
I think we should, too.
Obviously, all the 7 o'clockers said, oh, they're not doing one tonight.
Yeah, so they've checked out.
The blog talkers, obviously, not you Facebook folks. You get notifications.
Yeah,
Sven Brown, Finland! All right, so we open the floor. The Facebookers. If you can messenger, Deborah Lee, that'd be great. If you can't, hey, we can do type. We just did it. And like I said, the number is 515-602-9676. Call in. You will be the first call right now. Okay, Catherine's stepping up to the plate.
Gotcha.
602-9676. Call in. You will be the first call. right now. You know what you need to do, Deb? You need to do the right mouse click and open in a new window instead of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then that won't happen.
I do.
Okay. Training is over. That was debilitating. You know?
That's okay. We can Windows answer training. It again.
No, what?
Catherine said.
What?
Couldn't tell if she'd asked.
Well, question. We probably wouldn't be able to either. We can't remember anything. I don't remember how old I am. I don't know anything anymore. So ask it again then. There's no, you know what? And do you not ask questions a lot, the same question of the cards a lot?
All the time to get more information.
There you go. So that's maybe we shouldn't remind people. They can keep asking the same questions. Some of the newer ones that don't know that, or the ones that don't get a lot of readings.
You're going to sell cupcakes at the concert?
Cookies. Dave and Tim cookies.
Oh, Dave and Tim cookies.
I'm going to buy at least 2 shirts, a poster, and a couple of really good drinks for my brother and I since I had a special cookie cutter made.
Oh.
All right. Are your cookies going to be special, too? Are they going to have a little happiness inside them?
No, but she can't do that yet.
I don't know. I don't know what Florida is. Why, did she already say that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know anything about Florida laws and Florida stuff. I know that back then it was pretty wide open and fun back when I was down there.
Look what she made.
It's 2 dudes' faces.
Probably them, Dave and Tim.
Yeah, I haven't seen Dave Matthews' face for, a lot of years.
I don't even know who that is.
I know who. Come on. You would recognize his songs. You would recognize his songs. But I haven't seen his face for, since around, got to be 20 years, believe it or not. So I know what he looked like 20 years ago.
Are you going to have a tip jar out there?
No, she says she's going to sell them.
No, she said they're going to be free.
No, she says, do you think I'm going to sell enough Dave and Tim cookies at the Dave Matthews Band concert to be able to buy at least 2 t-shirts, a poster, and a couple really good drinks for my brother and I since I have a special cookie cutter made?
No,
so she's selling them.
I'm going to have a little table set up.
Oh, she's going to have a tip table plus selling them, though. She's selling them.
Are you selling them?
Do you think I'm going to sell enough Dave and Tim cookies at the Dave Matthews Band concert?
Yes, you can't sell in the parking lot, but you can say free with the tip jar.
Then you shouldn't say you're selling them.
I don't think she meant to put it that way. Since we've got lots of time, I'm going to redo them. Oh,
what happened? Oh, but what happens when it almost falls to the floor?
Well, I would assume it would go all to keep going if it had the opportunity.
Was it not meant to be since you stopped it?
This is a card of relationship. I'm thinking it's family relationship, this one. And like they say, if it falls to the floor, it comes to the door. Well, that's going to be your incoming relation that you're taking. I feel that's your... What's it, brother?
Yes.
Your brother?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So you need a lot of tips. I don't know what t-shirts go to concerts for nowadays. I don't know. Usually they're pricey because they know they got you at the concert. A lot of times... those t-shirts go down dramatically in price if you can wait till the concert's all the way over. And those people start begging to sell that shit. But, you know, let's roll.
She's $150. And if there's thousands coming.
$150 because, let's see, she wants 2 shirts, a poster, and a couple of really good drinks. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that sounds about the right price. Especially a poster, too. That is pretty cool. T-shirts, they jack up the price because they can.
Okay, both layouts have said the same thing. That as you have it arranged right now, I'm sorry, no. So that gives you the opportunity to kind of kick it up a notch.
That was funny.
What?
You can tell my computer's doing stuff because you got a nice, beautiful picture.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's poo-poo caca.
Mm-hmm.
And it froze for a while. So I bet you go ahead, Deb. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I suck.
So right now, the way it stands, I don't think you're going to make that much from what I see. And there will be a sense of disappointment or loss for you. So I don't know. Maybe you can
Or maybe you're going to have to just plan to kick in a little extra.
Well, make sure, first of all, that you prime your tip jar. You know, they got to have some money in it. Like when you go, whenever we go like
anywhere
out
earth.
To a buffet or whatever.
Any bar.
Your
every bar on earth.
There's money in it already.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody wants, just in case somebody worried about being the first person. Or they look at, watch, I get this person's tip. They haven't got one yet. You know, that type of attitude.
Yeah, if there's nothing in there.
You think like, oh.
People hesitate.
Oh, I think this is wrapping itself up. Go ahead.
That is. Oh, your stuff.
Yeah, I clicked it and there's pause. So maybe I'm the final push. Where she says, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have a good time. And don't be surprised if your brother wants to talk to you about his marriage.
So you're basically not going to the concert. You're going to be in the parking lot the whole time, I'm assuming. That's what I'm assuming. But I could be wrong.
But you're going into the concert.
I don't know. Maybe they're doing both. That's what I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of people sell t-shirts and stuff. They never go into the concert. They sell them in the parking lots. They never go in. They sell memorabilia and shit. Some of them, yeah.
But she just said they're not allowed to sell anything.
Sell?
Yeah.
Right. That's Florida, whatever county, if it's the whole state, whatever. Yeah. Every single place has got laws. They're so different and all that. Yeah. 89%, you suck, Peter. No, they do have tickets, so they are going in. Oh, that's cool.
You want to give her a...
I shall.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, but things can change. And I'd love to be wrong, okay? That's right now as things stand.
But you have to be honest before being... You can't be you can't just run around and fart sprinkles like a unicorn. You got to be honest.
With who?
With whoever you give a reading to.
Yeah, I do. Because otherwise my credibility is shot to hell.
And the last thing Deb says, you're going to make plenty of money, and then you show up and you don't. You'd be like, oh,
it could be the weather. It might be raining cats and dogs. It could be something... beyond your control.
She said, Palm Beach County must be their rules. But that's either county, city, or the whole state sometimes. All has it depends on how they organize those rules.
Now,
alrighty.
What if the dough was actually...
Dough.
I'm just thinking creatively here. What if they were Rumball cookies? Or, you know, like you make the cookies.
You know how Rumballs are. You can't make a flat cookie with rum in it.
What if she cooked them first and then splashed some rum on them? I don't know.
Then it'd be soggy.
151?
It'd be soggy then. I know what you're trying to be creative. I think her thing is that it's the freaking people's faces.
No, I like that.
It's the people's faces.
Her sign is going to be great. And what will you do if it's raining?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hold up a couple of umbrellas.
Lord knows we've seen some of that.
And you know what? I won't feel the least bit glad. I'll feel happy for you.
Oh, happy.
If things change.
Well, of course. I'm always a fan of planning for the worst and hoping for the best. Then you never get disappointed.
Well, I am a person who likes... contingency plan.
That's the same thing, basically. Plan for the worst, hope for the best. Yes, contingency. Plan for the worst. Plan for the worst. Not like...
Oh, she's going to have a canopy. So see if I...
You've seen those little canopies. They are pretty
wrong.
Easy to set up. They are
all
pretty
right.
Easy to set up.
I want to be wrong.
So they're going to start 2 to 3 hours. Oh, I'm not restarting now, you... I wish I could talk to you, computer. All right. Just wanted me to restart now. I was like, really? You didn't ask me about doing updates right now. I wish you would have.
I realized mine do, and then they say, do you want to schedule for like 2 a.m.?
See, I think I went in and set mine just to do it, because normally they don't do it. But with our internet down, you know what? You got to be smarter than
the
machine.
Give her card.
Someone new is coming. An important new relationship is on the horizon.
Ooh.
Open your mind and heart so that happiness can enter your life.
Well, I have to say that's been in your cards. You are too lovely, beautiful, with such spunk. My gosh, you are so spunky.
Charisma,
yeah.
Like Dice would say.
That's a nicer word.
Charisma.
Yeah. Yeah, bam.
Bam.
All right, well, thank you very much. Yeah, you know.
Well, I'm glad you
won't make a dime if you don't try. That is a guaranteed fact. You'll make $0 if you don't try.
And with your charm, oh, my God. I can just imagine.
Yeah, I mean, and you got a tip jar. I mean, hopefully, I wonder how many cookies do you have?
Yeah, how many are you taking?
Because you're probably not, unless they've been drinking, you're probably not going to get more than a buck a pop. You'd be lucky to eat that, I'm thinking. Because it's a cookie. Even though it's a cool cookie, it's almost like a souvenir cookie. I might not want to eat it, but then how do you preserve that and save that with guys, people's faces on it? You know?
True enough.
But yeah, it is. I'd almost be ashamed to eat it. But of course, you know what? After they smoke a bunch of ganja, you might get flooded like an hour before. You might sit there for the first 2 hours, and the last hour, you may get the shit beat out of you for the cookies after they start smoking their ganja.
That's true. What is the flavor of
sugar cookies? Sugar cookies.
Oh, they're sugar?
And you can't go wrong with that, because that way, that's a good one to please the masses,
yeah.
Because everybody likes them. If you start picking other flavors, then you get people, what's got peanuts? I can't have peanuts. I'm allergic to everything, you know? So, I got you. That is a wise choice. Sugar cookies are always the best generic option.
Well, you know, that would be a really cool. I took a class, and I forget what the university was. If you go to Coursera, you can take free classes. Many of you may know Coursera, I think it's .com. And I took a class called Irrational Thinking. And it was put on by the professor who had actually done a thesis on this and subsequently wrote a book. And what would be cool as an experiment, you can't do this, but if we did it as an experiment and insinuated that they had a little something, something in them, I wonder how many people would act like, you know, with irrational behavior, you get told something, you believe it, and then you just start acting out like, that cookie, really.
I don't know if you want to go down that road there at a concert.
Well, I'm just saying it would be fun to do as an experiment.
An experiment would be fun to do, but if there's a money transaction involved, it might not be so funny if somebody says, hey, eat this cookie. I know what dope tastes like in a cookie. There was nothing there. So.
Well, Catherine's saying placebo effect. There
right.
Is
oh, yeah, that's what it is. But there's also a taste factor.
They also offer a degree program at Coursera for very little money. It's just like it's kind of stretched out. But it's something worth looking at, especially when you can take different, and they come with diplomas, different little courses like that. I got a kick out of it. The first thing he brought up was, why doesn't anybody take Catherine, you've said this before. She'd take it. People don't want to take the last piece of cookie or pizza or chicken or whatever is there, piece of cake. It's and I forget what he'd actually said about it, but it's a psychological effect.
And at least it's people that shows that some people still have that little bit of, I don't know what you would say, being humble a little bit. They're not being jackwads or so. They at least care a little bit not to take the last one. They don't want to be that bad person.
And you know what has always gotten me about my kids? They won't just finish milk, you know, in the carton. They'll leave that little bit at the bottom because then it's like they're not responsible for killing
for
the
them.
Milk.
But you know what? I'm the only one that drink my beverages. I do the same thing because I just want that. I can have that little sip maybe in the middle of the night. For me, that's my logic. Sometimes I do. I wake up.
Or the bag of chips and there's like.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I used to have a little plaque by my toilet paper roll. I don't know where it is.
Yeah, you know, where'd that go?
It used to say, changing the toilet paper roll does not cause brain damage.
Right, yeah, you know.
These guys slam it so that I'm the one that has to do the changing.
I don't
mind. Yeah, there you go. So, Catherine, you've got that funkiness, that charisma. What? Oh, my gosh. All right, we got us a call.
First, I'm updating. I'm giving us a few extra minutes. Going to area code 520.
Hey, you guys.
Hello there.
Well, I'm only going to be by myself for 2 minutes because my neighbor went in to get some of the pharmaceuticals for us, and I'm in the car. And, Deb, I just want to know what you see. I'm a little confused by what's going on. I don't know. I know he's really, really worried. He's been really nice to me. And I don't know. It would be nice to talk to you privately, Deb.
Are you available tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Yeah. And when? Because you're 2 hours behind me, I believe.
Our internet's back, obviously, so she's back on track.
How about 10 a.m.?
Your time, right? 10 a.m. your time?
No, my time.
My time.
No, you
want
to be 10 your time.
Why? Then it would be 8 her time.
Yeah, she's not going to call you at 8. She said her time. So,
okay,
so
how about, yeah.
No,
you can call me at 8. You can call me at 8 a.m.
She likes your idea better.
I like your idea.
She likes your idea better. 10 a.m. your time.
You call me. Okay, so what time are you calling me? Then you're calling me my time, 10 a.m.?
Yes.
Okay. What do the cards show, Deb, before he comes out? Is he thinking?
He's really worried. The cards are showing that he may be taking too much medication, and it's causing him to have a lot of depression going on. That's what I'm seeing. But he needs to realize things are going to get better, and they are going to get better. So he's just feeling really dark and gloomy right now. And I know it's affecting you.
He pushes me away, or he pulls me close, or he pushes me away, and then he pulls me close. So I don't know.
You don't know if he's been smoking weed?
Well,
of course he has.
I'm asking only because when my son doesn't have any, he gets into a very depressed state, like he is going through withdrawal.
I think he's balanced on everything. I'm assuming. I don't know.
Okay. Well,
I don't know. I don't.
Your call tomorrow is like about an hour.
Well, you know, tomorrow, I mean, this morning he came into my place and he was all over me. And then we were drinking our coffee in the backyard, and I thought we were by ourselves. And then we were moving in the direction. Oh, God, here he comes.
All right. I'll call you.
And then his friends started dropping in. I thought we were having privacy, and I told him I don't like how this was not private, and so we're going to make it more private. But, yeah, here he comes. He's getting in the car. He has our pharmaceuticals. Okay.
We talk tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
I caught you. Bye, hon.
Long time.
You know, I almost feel like we're sneaking around a husband.
1 o'clock.
Listen, shut, leave it. We want to hear him talk.
She just turned it off.
You heard the voice.
What did he say?
It's about 1 o'clock, probably talking about something going on.
I thought he said, I want to talk.
I didn't hear that. I thought it was 1 o'clock or something.
But I do. Is she still on there?
No, she muted it. But she's listening.
Yeah.
Or can be listening. We actually heard the voice.
I heard it.
But at least we know it's a real person now. I'm just kidding.
You're kidding, right?
It didn't sound like any special weird New York accent to me. Bronx or Brooklyn or any shit like that. It sounded like a normal tone of voice and normal enunciations. But that was one sentence. That was one sentence.
Suzanne, I think that's what that's what I think I saw. Okay. You know. And I'll tell you, when you take...
I don't know what she's talking about.
If you take a pain medication kind of long-term, it can really start to screw with your head. I remember I had abdominoplasty done, which was a tummy tuck. Because I've had such big babies, I went and had that done. And I felt like I was eating these paint. Remember,
she hung up.
I'd make you give them to me early because I couldn't handle the pain. And then pretty soon your body gets acclimated to taking it early. It's just a mess. But, yeah, I feel like we're sneaking around like a boyfriend or a husband. You know, and I've had other clients like that.
Oh. Yeah, well, you know.
So Catherine said it was 5:45 there a little bit ago.
Well, she's thinking that Arizona is.
She said that area code is mountain time.
No.
5:20. Well, that's what Catherine said.
Are you sure, Catherine, did I say that?
We don't have the time here, but she says that she's at 5:49 right now.
Three hours.
That's when we were at 8:49.
Yeah, which is 3 hours. And I said, wherever Lisa is, she says she's 2 hours in mountain time. So she's obviously not in that area code wherever she lives right now. Like a lot of the people we talk to, they're not in that area code because she's told us millions of times she's in mountain time. So we're like, all right, 2 hours, there it is.
Suzanne, do you have a question for me? I know you can't call.
Yeah, you...
I've tried to call you before, but now I see that that's not an option on your page. I think I tried to call you.
Well, now is your time, Suzanne. We have, I extended a little bit, so you don't have to be too crazy, but now is the time. You can take us to the end of the show, Suzanne.
Well, I'm glad we got to hear from her. I kind of worried.
It's because the time thing. You didn't post the show until even after, because we didn't know, until after the normal start. So nobody probably thought to look on Blog Talk, right?
Probably.
Because I think Blog Talk, you have the ability to follow, but
I get messages from it.
But you probably have to set that up to send messages, right?
Well, there's a follow button.
Right.
That people can click.
And then a lot of people probably get annoyed and shut off the notifications. They probably are following 15 shows on Blog Talk, so you shut all the notifications off so they didn't know.
Thank you, Catherine, for that information.
Now, Lisa, okay, I know she's 2 hours behind. I don't know if she's in Cucamonga in Montana or she's down somewhere in South America. I don't give a snot. She's 2 hours behind. She's told us that. She's in mountain time.
I'll tell you the biggest struggle for me.
That's all I know.
Is people will send me payments like through my website, or they'll go on the 800 number and they put in a payment and the payment's name is different than, I mean, it's like, I don't know who this is. And they must be using somebody else's card.
Well, it depends. Maybe a lot of the time they're using PayPal or Venmo or Cash App, and they create some kind of bullshit account because they're worried about people tracing it back. Yeah. So a name you see is like, who the hell is that? It's something they created.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people worry about identity theft and hacking, so it's a legitimate concern to create a fake name. I understand.
The funniest thing Jim ever told me was when he saw that panhandler on the side of the road and his sign had his cash.
Oh, I have the picture on my phone. I've seen him there twice on the way home from work.
Cash,
He's got a cardboard sign with this Cash App number. You know what?
Yeah.
I kind of respect that, but then I don't. Because you know what? He's making it easy for people. They don't have to reach out their window. Nobody has cash anymore. So he's like, nobody has cash. But a lot of us have Cash App.
Yeah.
I almost want to give him a buck and then say, dude, this is just, I think you're full of shit because he's able-bodied, very young. So, but I'm giving you a buck because at least you're freaking out there, man. You're outside the box. I'm probably going to do it one of these days. I think you can leave a note on Cash App, I think. If I can't leave a note, I won't give him a dime. But it's like, you know what? I respect the outside the box. But you're only getting a dollar because you are freaking, he's more able-bodied and he's in better, he was, he's, He's like what I was in, like when I was in my, like 30 years old. That's the physical shape I got. And he could do a million jobs.
What?
Oh, no. She's right.
Yeah.
Every once, wasn't there a guy one day?
Yeah. Pass for a beer. Or no, what was that?
Well, there wasn't there a dude one time when we were in Little Creek that had something to do with, he was drinking, I don't know, something with alcohol, and I gave him money. We were at Little Creek one time, coming up short drive, getting ready to turn. Maybe you weren't with me.
I was
recently.
When some people gave him like a couple of screwdrivers.
Yeah. And I think I gave him some money too, because I was like, you know what, I respect it. And then there was one time a guy, this is like 10 years ago, like really close to coming home where I stopped at a convenience store to get a couple things, and guys in the parking lot asking for money. Like, yeah. Then I saw the guy in line with like a 40, and I'm like, I'll buy his 40. Man should have, it was Friday night, man should have a beer. The honesty, I will buy this man's 40. It's Friday night. I don't care about his past or whatever he needs. I'll buy his $2.30 40 of whatever the whole crappy
deserve,
beer was.
You know.
Yeah.
Or if a guy's out there with a dog. And
yeah, we see a lot of that, though.
I will often bring out a little bag of treats from the store.
We haven't seen that dude. You know what?
What?
We haven't seen that dude and his dog at that Greenbrier place
for a while.
Because they don't like the heat. Remember, he's not out there in that kind of heat. And people have told us, yeah, that's bullshit. If they're there.
But,
you know they're there a lot because that dog just lays there and doesn't give two shits about people because he's seen, that dog has seen 1,000 people walking through that place.
Yeah, it's a good dog.
It's a very good dog.
Yeah.
We've got to give respect to that.
Well, Suzanne,
sometimes you're like ready. It's your floor. We'll give you about 2 or 3 minutes to type a question in. This is it.
Yeah, because we're going to
we gotta go.
Say adios here.
When you
got
to go, you got to go, right?
Yeah.
That's what Jeff Goldblum said in Jurassic Park. When you got to go, you got to go.
I don't know how he kept a straight face during that.
I bet they rehearsed the whole, you know what? That was such a crazy scene back then. I bet there were so many rehearsals. After that point, they're probably like, here he goes, the line. That wasn't even funny anymore when they heard it 1,000 times.
And then when he was in the back of the Jeep and that T-Rex is bearing down on them. And after they get
right after
from
they get
him,
back and everybody gets away, he goes, I wonder if they'll have that on the tour. Yeah, I like movies like that with those one-liners.
Oh, Catherine
like that.
Says it's not a 40. It's a 40.
Oh,
40.
Ah, well, she's talking. Okay, yes. I was
all
using
right.
My language, not
all
the
right,
language, not the language of the drinkers. She's right.
40.
It's like the 50 Cent. He's not 50 Cent. He's 50 Cent.
Did he?
The rapper, 50 Cent. He's not 50 cents. Yeah.
All right, Suzanne, I'm going to lay these cards out for you.
There we go.
Remember, no, I can't give you any medical info.
Yeah, all the disclaimers. Yeah.
Yeah,
Suzanne, you've been here long enough to know that no doctors, not even nurses, not even EMT. Well, Deb was an EMT.
Yeah.
But, yeah, nothing like that. This is purely going to kind of be more of how you're going to react to her health is going on, not an actual diagnosis of her health.
Yeah, exactly.
So she's going to say, well, I don't know what's going to happen, but you're going to be happy, sad, not sure yet. Maybe not everything's going to be happy. Not everything's going
to
be happy.
Those of you that like steak, talking about the 40 brought me to the Ted Nugent recipe.
Yeah.
We Ted Nugentize our steaks. And I'm sure, Catherine, you know who Ted Nugent is.
And
I don't know if anybody else
knows. And maybe somebody's done it before him, but he's just because he was popular. He's actually an American rocker. They call him the Motor City Madman because he's from Detroit back in his day. He was like a 70s and 80s rocker.
There are times when he will bring his great big charcoal grill to like a parking lot. And this guy maybe doesn't now, but he would have a great big cooler full of steaks that he was Ted Nugentizing.
I believe it.
What it is you put your steaks in a big like bowl container and you jump, you can chop it or use the already chopped garlic in the jar and you sprinkle a bunch of that in there and then you cover it with beer and have it. We bought 40s before.
That's the only reason we buy those things.
Yeah. But then you let it sit for 15-30 minutes and when you cook them, yum.
Yeah.
Well, right now, as I'm doing this card reading for you, Suzanne, I see every reason, feel, hopeful and that everything's going to turn out okay. I think it was important for her to have this time in the hospital and to have her health issues addressed is what I can give as my
opinion. That's always
a
positive thing, yes, to figure these things out.
Yeah, and I think it wouldn't hurt for your mom to take better care of herself. Some people keep putting things off like out of fear. You know, gosh, what if it's cancer or what if, you know, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
A lot of people, yeah, you're right. People want to put their head in the sand and not find out the problem when it can be fixed and wait too long. Better to find out as soon as you can if there is a problem.
Because it's easier to cure.
Yeah, that's the thing. Right. A lot of people are like, oh, my God, I don't want to, I can't go to the doctor because I might have throat cancer. And then they're going to tell me, well, if you do have throat cancer, dumbass, you should go to the doctor like yesterday. But I know what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, but it's fearful.
Yeah, it is. It is. Sometimes that scary truth, we'd rather kick the subject down the road. Just keep kicking it down the road so you don't have to think about it.
Well, I hate those blood
tests. That's what humans do.
Those blood tests, you know. I come from a family that's got all this hereditary stuff going on, diabetes and heart issues and blah, 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 blah. But anyway, Suzanne, your cards look really good. I honestly do believe that there's going to come a point, and I'm going to go long here and say within 3 years, you're going to be moving, and it'll be a good move for you.
True.
Yeah, your cards are good.
Well, that's good. And I know it's very late there, so that's cool.
Yeah. So,
and she was here right when the show started.
Yeah, so
too.
Rest easy, honey. She's going to be all right.
Have faith.
But don't hold me on that.
Not a medical diagnosis, just
friend to friend.
How you are going to feel about whatever happened is what she thinks. In the long run, Deb's not saying tomorrow you're going to feel good. She's saying in the long run, you're probably going to be all right with everything, right?
Her mom.
Yeah, I mean.
Is on the mend.
Suzanne's going to feel all right in the long run about how things work out.
Everybody worries about their mother.
Well, of course. Your mom. Mom. All right. You can read what she says while I give her her Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card reading. Subject is deeper insights are at hand. Your overall plan is good, but the details need work. Reflect before moving forward. So it's something about a plan, and we may not know whatever that
is. Yes, Suzanne, what you wrote here. She said, you are right about my mom, and she was in the hospital with a urine infection, and she didn't know what she was talking about, and she was very confused, and I'm just going for blood tests to see if I am a diabetic. Good thing to do. Very good thing to do. And you know, type 2 diabetes is not a death sentence. There are actual ways you can beat it, okay? They're going to take a lot of effort, you know, losing weight or cutting out all that sugar. And that includes alcohol for those who like to drink.
There's a sugar thing involved. There is indeed. Of course, doctors have to say don't do that shit while you're rehabilitating from procedure.
Exercise.
They have to.
There's a lot of stuff, and I really think as we go on, now that they've got that thing that they can...
thing?
Yeah, I forget what it's called.
It's a thing.
It's a diabetic...
Like some kind of growth on your arm? Keep doing
no,
like
they
this.
Actually do some kind of surgical procedure. You can put it on your arm, your leg, and it will give you your reading.
Oh, I didn't think that was surgical. I think it's just a little patch that actually pierces your skin. So it can always read your blood.
Yeah.
There is no way to... I can't wait till they do that. So far, there is really no way to 100% accurately measure your blood sugar content without getting the blood.
And
that's the problem with the prick.
My cards say
prick.
That's it. Catherine, gosh, Catherine, you are like a walking, talking encyclopedia.
She's a Google maniac.
Yeah. My cards say eventually they're going to be able to have insulin dispensed through that thing, and it'll also be developed for cancer treatment, which I think are awesome, you know, innovations. Yeah, Oh. What about Lisa?
Just had a reading, so.
Well, we're going to have to call it a night anyways.
But do you want to do this? That's the one you should do.
We should say, come back to see
us. Sorry, folks. It was a bizarre night.
Yeah, tomorrow will be earlier.
Yes, anybody that's on Blog Talk, I know that maybe some of you folks are so accustomed to our shows starting exactly at 7 every night except Monday. But maybe I might want to
put her through.
No.
Yeah, that one. Put her through.
We don't know that's a her.
Oh, well, I'm saying.
All right, here we go. This is it. And I'll get ready with this button. We're going to area code 757, which is on our very own Hampton Roads, Virginia. 757.
Well, hello there.
Hi, it is Deanna. I called in like months ago, just talking about the guy BJ that I was dealing with at the time, and my ex-husband. Well, you said that things were going to get hot and heavy. They did, but it wasn't. You know, it wasn't what I thought. I don't know. Things happened, and we just, you know, stopped talking. And so we're supposed to be going to Vegas on the 21st. And I think my sister may go. And somehow I think he's supposed to go. I'm not sure. But I don't know.
Where are you going on that day?
To Vegas.
Oh.
Yeah.
And he may be going or is going.
He may. I don't know. I'm not sure. But
okay.
That's what. But anyway, you know, I don't know if that's going to work out too much.
Oh,
but you can tell me.
All right, I'll take a look at it. And you
or
stopped,
new love or something.
No, have you stopped seeing each other? Did you say you and he? You stopped being together.
It's some stuff when it went on with him as well. He got his child's mother was killed, and I know that's some grief right there. Even though they weren't together, a lot of stuff that happened. But haven't talked to him in a while, so I don't know. Either for new love or to find me or what? I don't know what that was about.
Caring for his child now that the mom has passed away.
Actually, she's grown. She's like 26.
Well, okay. I'm laying down your cards right now.
I'm talking to folks here in the Facebook world. All right, here we go.
You know, I'm going to give you my advice here from these cards. From what I see, I really think your best path to take is turning in a new direction. Mm-hmm. I am not impressed with the aspects around the man that may be going to Vegas with you all. There's certain things that I feel he's involved with that are not in the law. And I would hate to see you get implicated in any way.
Oh, that's very easy to happen.
Yeah, and yes, it's in your cards.
Uh-oh, and it's in your cards that you might get caught up into something you shouldn't have got caught up into, right?
So I'm just saying, yes, if he's a mess, he's kind of a hot mess, that guy. And I don't think you need this in your life.
Because you have to evaluate. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes baggage, and some people say, I'll take some baggage, but you got to look at that. That baggage gets into the legal world. That's not good.
And it doesn't look good for you.
You got kids and family and stuff like that. That could really make you really regret.
I wouldn't be surprised he's looking at jail time in the coming
future. Well, a lot of people are businessmen.
Well, they
think
they're
mean.
Conducting business, right?
Well, you know.
On the wrong side of the law.
Here's what I will say. I'm not saying it's this, but what I will say is pretty much all the detectives that have been doing it for like 20, 30 years say, if you are into the drug selling world, there's two things that are going to happen. You're going to either up dead or in jail. It's just a matter of time. Not a good business. Some people do it for a short term and actually do get out of it. They're the lucky ones.
Well, and I'm also picking up
if
on
that.
On some stolen merchandise.
And it could be that. That's not deadly.
I just,
well,
right.
That was probably I think that was probably what happened to the mom, the child's mom. It wasn't related to him at all.
Well, best thing for you is to not be involved. And you've got two other wonderful men coming. The potential is terrific. In fact, you might really enjoy being dated by two very eligible men. They will they will compete for your attention. It's raining, that scared me.
Because it has a lightning bolt. But bam!
I love that. I'm looking for that now. Like, when is that going to happen? Because I'm sitting here like, you know, my ex is actually calling us up dating. And he called us up dating, and he called me the other night. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like, you know, you want to be in a relationship, but you still talk to me like you want to be with me. So whatever, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised you meet these guys on your little junket to Vegas. So you go looking your sexiest there, girl. You're going to get attention. Vegas is a fun place to meet men.
I love Vegas.
Men, women, transvestites.
Whatever you're into.
I do have one last question as well about my husband. I guess he wants to be in a relationship. He called himself talking to a young girl, and my son saw it, and he got triggered by it, and, you know, it just was a big old blowout thing. And so he talked to me the other night. It was not a good conversation, but he was just saying, yeah, I'm dating, and, you know, I do want to try to be in a relationship. I guess he called himself wanted to be in a relationship with this one person, I guess. I'm not sure. But I'm not sure. I don't know if that's going to go far, because he's still, like, he'll talk to me trying to see where I am, you know, I guess trying to see where his hope. And then now you got exposed by our son, and it's like, okay, you know.
I don't know about that. Are you divorced from him?
Not yet. We're separated.
Oh, okay.
Because you got to keep them separated.
Well, you know, if his attentions are turning toward, say, other women or another woman, and yet he still wants to keep a foot in this marriage, gee, I don't know. I think that
he acts like he does it, but he does. You know, it's like he'll call and have conversations and talk about the past and want, you know.
He doesn't want to burn a bridge.
That's what it is.
He doesn't want to burn any bridges because he wants to keep all potentials open, and he might want to have multiple paths.
And with his son now having seen this, not a good thing.
Just saying, you know,
And where are you? Where do you sit with all of this? Do you want that marriage back?
I don't, but I wish that it was different. I'm going to say that. I would say it was different.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I want to tell you, you're going to have good things that are going to happen to you. That trip is going to be extremely wonderful. I mean, where you are just going to have a heck of a good time.
To Vegas?
I think you
can do that. When are you going?
On Thursday.
Next week.
Yeah.
Oh, so she's going in like 9 days. That's cool.
Yeah.
I think there'll be a lot of new opportunities.
That's awesome.
Romantically and stuff. And sometimes having another, like, say, a good man in your life, brand new man, gives you a better
perspective.
On your marriage.
It gives you perspective on everything that's going on in your own life. And we're all humans, and sometimes we get caught up into one or two things, mm-hmm. and then we don't realize that somebody comes along mm-hmm. and just kind of a breath of fresh air, and you're like, you back up, and you're like, oh, wait, I've been looking at all these things wrong, because I should
right.
be.
And
we're
I really,
humans.
Yeah. I really feel, hon, through a new love, you're going to end up relocating. It's here in your cart, and you will,
oh my
you
God.
Will feel sad leaving here, which is Virginia. But I think,
said,
I've
said.
Been thinking about that.
You're going. It's here, and you're going to love it.
Long time.
I really been thinking about Texas, but I'm not sure. My sister's in Georgia, and I don't know. We'll see.
Texas is the land of opportunity, for one thing.
Well, it's such a big state, you can get anything you
yeah.
want, depending on where you live. You
and
know.
They have a lot yeah. of new businesses rising up for
There's,
work. Yeah.
Like I said, you can go
so
to
you
small...
you think I'm going to be with a person? Like, I'm going to move with my own children, or is this...
No. I think you'll be going with the person.
Well, so it's not tomorrow.
No, it won't be tomorrow.
It's going to be a while for that.
But I'm feeling like first of the year kind of thing.
That's pretty soon. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very soon because
oh, wow.
we're over the hump. It's July. Over the hump.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Downhill run to January, baby.
So call us again. You have fascinating
conversation.
Yeah. And you
oh,
know what?
I'm excited.
I hope you win lots of good bucks. Down there in Vegas.
You say it.
But
I
never
hope mind. I do too.
Don't, but please don't plan to win it.
Well, if you can't,
mm-hmm.
you can. Yeah.
Always assume you're going to lose. That way you budget.
Just know when to walk away.
Come
and
in.
Later
right. right.
The gambler. All right,
I don't even
right.
like gambling.
Here's your angel card.
Here's your angel card from Archangel Michael. Open up to your spiritual gifts. Remember that you are true. Remember that your true nature is spiritual, not physical. The angels are sending you messages to guide your soul's growth.
Like it. Very good.
Yes.
Long time.
Thank
well,
you.
I'm glad you caught us before
yeah,
we went off
Good timing.
Off here.
We were yep. about to sign off.
Yes, we were.
Thank you so much. And I'll call back and give you an update.
Yes, please do.
Well, you know where to find us.
Yes. Blessings.
Yes.
Take care.
Always good luck. Good luck to everybody that yeah. calls in. Always
right.
good luck.
Take care, huh?
And I shall, let's start the process.
All right.
Yes.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Which
is it going to be?
Which one do you want? Tell
we'll
me.
Put some Madonna on. Because we hardly have. Oh. Yeah, boy, I...